thesaurus in here. Anybody a walking thesaurus?
I need another word.
What is that?
Is that the one with the pointy head?
Is there a first grade teacher in here somewhere? I need somebody to give me another word for proud, because I don't want to use proud, because
happy.
No, I want it in a good way. How would you be
joyous confidence?
Joyous confidence. All right. That is all I can say about these two young men that are coming up this evening. Teresa and I are so blessed. I'm trying. You have to understand the goodness of God. The goodness of God calls men to repentance, is what the Word of God says. And when you're as blessed as we are, Teresa, it sometimes it's just overwhelming.
Well, smile.
I am smiling.
It's
overwhelming when I think about the blessing that Jerry and Christopher are to our family and to our daughters, and bringing us the start of one just super baby. We're just so happy. I kind of feel a little bit bad because I think I've put too much pressure on these guys.
Good.
So when they're speaking, smile, nod, say amen.
Amen.
Encourage them. I think we need to hear from these young guys.
Amen.
You know, when I asked Chris to speak, he's so busy and kind of balked a little bit. And said, no one wants to hear from me. And I said, I want to hear from you.
So there's somebody.
Absolutely. And so I think we need to hear the kingdom message from the perspective of these young men.
Yeah.
Just starting out in life for all intents and purposes. So, Jerry, you're going to be first, right?
Apparently.
All right, you come on up here. And
most of you guys all know how I met Charlie and Chrissy and everybody, but I'm just going to say it again. So if you know, just bear with me. So it was actually 2 years ago yesterday that I met Chrissy.
Forget Charlie, met Chrissy.
I'll give them that.
That's coming later. it better be right.
But it was, most of you know, it was really, really unique how we met. Some people, you probably know what Farmers Only is. I wasn't quite where I'm at today when I met Chrissy. I definitely had the same goal in mind, but I wasn't pushed over the edge. But when I met her 2 years ago yesterday, I texted her on the app or email, whatever it was, and she responded within an hour, because I filled out basically how I live or how I currently want to live. And then from there, we just started texting. And it was, I met her on Tuesday. I lived in Seattle, Washington. And I was on my way to Missouri, moving. I already packed and let my apartment go Saturday morning. So that was a whopping 3 days. I've never met somebody, I'd never even met her in person, somebody as wonderful as she is. We talked on the phone. She was just like, we would say something literally at the exact time, you know, biblically. It's like, what? We both like, what? At the same, exactly the same time.
That's so Twitter baited.
But it was just experience like no other. It's like, I've always dreamed of meeting somebody with half the in common as her. I never thought I would. It was just, it's beyond words.
Don't make me cry. Your dad's daughter. Yeah.
But, so with that said, I moved down here. I had a Washington State driver's license, Washington State tags on my truck, a Washington State hunting license, a Washington State boating license, a Washington State, first aid paramedic license for, I was a hunting guide out there. Idaho State hunting license, Idaho State guide license. Anyway, you get the point. There's a lot of licenses going on there. But I met her, and I knew it was wrong. I just had not been pushed over the edge yet. So we were going on, you know, talking for a while, and eventually we started a courtship. And I still had the stuff, but it wasn't – I had gotten rid of everything but my driver's license and my state tag in my truck. And the reason I've got rid of that, I'll get into here in a few minutes. But, you know, I was just – you know, I knew it was wrong, but I was not – doing what I should have been. I should have cut it off immediately, you know, as soon as I knew it, but I didn't. You know, I'm guilty in that area. So, you know, we went on and on talking, you know, going together for 6 months or so. We started our courtship and we were going on and, you know, and I immediately started listening to Charlie's messages, which I was already convinced of fulfilled Bible prophecy before I even met him. I knew it was wrong to have a driver's license and all that, but I hadn't done anything at the moment. It was always, oh, I'm going to get rid of this. But when I met Charlie and saw the way he was living, it was such an inspiration to me. It was like, man, this guy is actually doing it. I mean, literally, he, you know, he goes down in his basement and he gets a tag, puts it on his car. Well, you know, I mean, what excuses do I have? You know, I was a single guy at the time. You know, he's a married guy with a family. That's debatable. Yeah, so, I mean, he had a family. I'm like, I'm a single guy. What excuse do I have? And I would say that's what, I mean, of course, the Bible is what pushed me over the edge, but Charlie was such an inspiration to me. And he was probably the shove I needed for that. One thing that I really, it just hit me one day. See, I don't know how everybody here believes. I don't know if you guys are believing fulfilled Bible prophecy. I don't know if you believe in a coming king. I don't know. But I personally am 100% believe that he has already returned in 70 AD. He is not coming back. He is king now. We are to worship him now. And when you... See, I wasn't that way, well, 10 years ago or so. And when you look at it through those eyes, all this stuff going on concerns you in the state. It's like, oh, well, you know, the state, driver's license and stuff. If he's not coming, I mean, if he's coming, I'm sorry, then, you know, that doesn't matter. He'll come someday on a white horse and we'll go away and it'll all be good. But if he's king now, can you have two kings? You're right. You absolutely cannot. But if he's not king now, can you have a king now and let someday another king? That's my point. So, this is not about fulfilled Bible prophecy. That's not what my message is about. But I'm just saying that's when I really, really just, it dawned on me. You know, it's like, this is now. There's no waiting. You know, there's no like, oh, I'm going to do this someday. You can't decide to, well, someday I'm going to be a Christian. If you want to be a Christian, it's got to be now. When I was younger, I had this habit of opening the door and hanging on the doorknob and swinging like that. And flies would come in the house. And mom would be like, shut the door. Get in or out. Shut the door. That's what God is telling us. Get in or out. Shut the door. Get in. Outside, inside. You're in with him or go outside with the flies. It's real. You know, honestly, that's... If you can read everything in this book and say okay to it, I honestly believe with all my heart you are 100% in the kingdom. But if you read part of it and say, oh, I love that, I'm going to do that, and then the next verse is like, eh, I'm going to jump over this and go to the next one, it's not going to work. People always, how many people here can quote almost every movie? or every TV show.
Those people over there.
Yeah, Matthew, I'm looking at you. How many people can quote every word in this book? I'm looking at maybe two. Ted and Charlie. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you guys can too. I'm just saying. I know of. If we took the United States Constitution, ripped it up, lit it on fire, ripped up everything but this book, literally everything but this book, we would be a lot better off.
Amen.
You know, it's like the Constitution states, I've actually never read it, but I've heard it said many times that it says this is the superior law. Isn't that right, Charlie? Supreme law.
They refer to it as supreme law of the land, as they put it.
How many people here agree with that?
Not a single person.
Chris? You know, how many people think that's blasphemy? Absolutely, it is absolute blasphemy. How many people think that... you don't have to raise your hand, these are just questions I'm more just saying. But the U.S. flag, it's like, oh, you know, as Charlie stated the other, I think it was you stated it, it's like, I died for that flag. You know, the same as the Confederate flag. I died for that, or I never know anyone said that, but they did. There's no flag that's worth dying for. There's only one thing worth dying for, and it's right here. And if you are willing to die for everything in this book, then I think you're on the right path. If you want to turn to Luke 16:13. I'm kind of a slow reader, so you might get done before I do. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one, despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. If you just read that, that tells you right there. I mean, just one little piece of the Bible should tell you right there. It is absolutely wrong in the New Kingdom to have anything to do with federal or state. You cannot have one foot in and one foot out. There's no possible way. You can think you can, but you're all the way out. And when I first met Charlie, I was out. I thought I was halfway in, halfway out. Yeah, I believed in fulfilled Bible prophecy, but I wasn't in. It wasn't until, you know, I actually was convinced that, you know, this is a salvation issue. I honestly believe if you have those state documents, that is a salvation issue. I'll go to Isaiah 12. Chapter 12, verse 2. It says, behold, God is my salvation, who trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength, and my song, he also is become my salvation. If you if you go to church, I hate to even say the word, but if you go to church, they would probably read that. They probably would. But if he is your salvation and you ask permission from somebody else, whether it's to drive, whether it's to hunt, how is he your salvation? It takes a lot of, I guess faith would be the word. I mean, I know faith is a system of beliefs, and that's, we've talked about that a lot, but as modern terms call faith is, you know, faith can move mountains and all that. Faith would be the term to use. If you're going to live this way, you have to 100% rely on God. You can't take what anybody else said. You can't take what I say. You can't take what Charlie said. Don't take what Ted says. You have to take what the Bible says. Because in the end, this is all you can fall back on. You're not going to be able to fall back on the Constitution. You're not going to be able to fall back on... There's nothing that will hold you till the end like the Word of God. You know, there's days, or there's not anymore really for me, but back when I was single and I didn't know Chrissy...
You still are.
there were days...
Not according to the Bible.
There were days that I would go to work, and you've got, you know, the guys I worked with were really, really some rough guys. And you sit there, oh man, how are these guys even, you know, you just want to just plug your ears all day. But there's only one thing that got me through when I got home, was to pick this up and read it. But we shouldn't be around those kind of people. How many people here in this room would you have to plug your ears around when you hear them talk?
Just Joyce.
I was going to say, do you really want us to know this?
Is her face red, Jerry?
That's okay. My shoulders are big. Just put them
on. Why does it matter what they do? If you're going to be 1 foot in, 1 foot out, I would rather be like that. I would rather I know where they stand. Okay, you're not one of me. I would rather them be just a horrible person. I don't take that the wrong way. I would rather them be visible to the eye that they're not in the kingdom than somebody says they are and they're not. You're either hot or you're cold. He hates lukewarm. My point of this message is why are we concerning ourselves with what they do? Why are we concerning ourselves with vaccinations? I get it. It's hard not to worry about that stuff. We shouldn't worry about a food shortage. We shouldn't worry about all this different stuff that's going on, because that's not us. We need to be our own kingdom, our own country. If that's not really the right word, country, but we need to be our own civilization. You know, look at Hollywood. Don't look too long. It's pretty bad. But it's... We should not even concern ourselves with that. Because it doesn't concern us. Those are not God's people. If there was one of God's people there, they would have moved out. Or they will. Because that's not a place for Christians to be. Because any place has a state name, and you've got state stuff all over your name, you cannot be in God's kingdom. God's kingdom is for his people only. He gave us this land for us. We don't need to go rename it and redocument it. We need to have the Commonwealth of Israel right here without a state name, paperwork free of their paperwork. You know, ecclesia is commanded. It's a commandment. It's not a choice. It's a commandment. But the people, I'm speaking for myself when I say this, and my future family, I want to know whoever I'm going to be with in ecclesia is in the kingdom. 100%. because ecclesia is for his people. And if you got 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you're not one of his people. You have to be 100% immersed into him. 100%. I want to know that whoever's alongside me on this journey till I close my eyes are our brother. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody here. I have no idea what any of you guys' situation. I'm just purely speaking for what I want in my future and my family's future. It's not something to take lightly at all. You know, I know that, you know, most of you guys are way older than I am, so I'm not trying to preach to you necessarily. I'm trying to say what I want for my future and for my family's future. I want to know that whoever I share neighboring boundaries with are a child of God and living 100% immersed into him in the kingdom. You know, it's really easy to get concerned with what's going on in the States and the country and all that. You know, what's going on in Russia and all that. But that shouldn't concern us, because we are God's children. We need our own society. We don't need them. 3/4 of those people are, in one form or another, our enemy. So we shouldn't really be concerned with what our enemy's doing. We shouldn't be concerned about their documents, their paperwork, their constitution, because this is all we need right here. Go to Galatians 3:17.
Mm-hmm. Galatians 3:17.
I'm sorry, Colossians 3:17. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now I'm going to jump down to 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as the Lord, and as to the Lord, and not unto men. That means whatever you do, no matter if it's getting up in the morning, going to work, if you take the day off, sit around at home, I believe everything you do should be praising to him, glorifying him, and worshiping him. You go to church. You ever listen to church worship music? It's like 4 hours of like repeat the same word. And it's like you don't know where one song ends and the next one starts. That's not really worship. It's more them making themselves feel good. Worship him is actually worship him. Devote your life to him. Give everything you've ever had to him. Give up any goal you had that was contrary to his word. That is worshiping him. Yeah. Not just going, spending 30 minutes every Sunday and then going to the bar afterwards. That's not worship. Worship is literally throwing your hands up and say, I'm yours. 100%. No matter what this says in here, I'm yours. That's worship. Charlie and I did a solar job down at Forsyth, Missouri. This is last fall. We started drilling and we hit solid rock.
No way. Here?
No matter what we did, we could not break that rock. And we started, I think it was the second hole where we were going to put our post. We just dug and dug. We jackhammered, we dug. We could not break that rock, no matter what. Finally, we gave up. The rock, we left it. He is our rock. We can chip away. That rock will never change. It will always be the same rock it was forever. It's not going anywhere. So we best just give up before we start. Well, let's give up. Give up to him. I don't mean give up. I mean give up to him. Surrender yourself to him. Because in the end, he's the only one that will get us through. If there's any hard times coming, he's the only one that will get us through. And that's not a negative thought. That is so comforting to me. It's beyond words. I do not fear that. I do not fear blue lights behind me. I do not fear them whatsoever. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back, because I can raise this book up right here and there's comfort for me. There's comfort for my family. I know if something ever happened to me by them or anything else, that he will look after her and our future family. I am not concerned about it, because he is the only king in my life. And when I got to that point in my life where, yeah, I threw my driver's license away, I threw my social security number away, I'm yours. That's what I literally said that in my house one day. I was like, I'm yours. I'm done with that way of life. I am a new man. I'm a 2-year-old man with a beard. It's not.
That was good.
I got me a preacher and a comedian.
It's beyond words. You know, it's weird. Not weird, it's amazing. But, you know, when I had all that driver's license and stuff, I'd be driving down the road and I'd see those state troopers sitting there. I'd be like, slam on the brakes. Because, you know, I had a speeding problem back then. But, anyway, I feared them so much back then. But I would say more of the last year, I don't fear them. If I see them, I don't even, like, acknowledge it. I literally was going through Springfield the other day, pulling a trailer. It was kind of a shaky look, and had fence pickets stacked up really higher than I should have been. You didn't hear that, Charlie. But, and there was this woman, Springfield cop came up, and she stopped and slowed way down, pulled behind me. I was like, well, that's not good.
Here we go, man.
But I was not scared. I was not fearful at all. But if that would have been 2 years ago, I would have been. Because he is always there to comfort you. If I would, you know, if I have to go to jail for my beliefs, I absolutely 100% will. If I have to spend the rest of my years in there, I will. If I have to die for my beliefs, I will. I 100% will. Because you don't really die. If you are in the kingdom, you are in it forever. I might spend the rest of my days until I fall asleep. But I know I'll get to spend forever with her. And that means more to me than anything. I would rather spend forever with her, ever and ever and ever with her, than 60, 70, 80 short years here, not living in the kingdom. I've got some history, fact. This is history, so it may be, I would tend to believe it's pretty close. because they had to get these from somewhere, but how the apostles died. James was stoned to death. John boiled in hot oil. Have you ever been cooking eggs or something and a little bit splatters on your face? That is like some of the worst pain in your life. Could you imagine being thrown, immersed your whole body in the boiling hot oil? I can. I cannot imagine that. But he lived through it, and he died of old age. Matthew, speared to death. I was framing a house one time, and I shot my thumb down with a nail. I had to pull it out with a claw hammer. That was some of the worst pain of my life. Could you imagine a spear, who knows how big, through your side, and laying in the street until you're dead? All that because they were following this. I am ashamed of myself. I am 100% ashamed of myself that I was afraid of going to jail where they feed you 3 meals a day. They got a bed. That, and those were the moments when I realized I have nothing to complain about. I have no excuses for not being 100% in the kingdom. And I will raise my family to believe the exact same way. My future wife sitting right there and our future kids, I will raise them to be fully in the kingdom, fully immersed in the purest, cleanest water of all, the living water of my King, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Well, that was confusing. I have no idea what he said. I want to say something. Here, essentially, we're at camp. And, you know, some of us are obviously older than others, but did Jerry say anything different than things that were said at camp 30 years ago? Did we not hear things at camp 30, 40 years ago about no driver's license, no birth certificate, no social security number? Or did he just pull this out of his hat just now? You don't understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm asking?
I don't understand the camp part.
All I'm saying is he didn't say anything new. He didn't say anything that we haven't heard for a long... Thank you, Harold. That's not something new, is it? But here we are. And see, the thing that concerns me is we now are in the generation of Jerry's age. And we're seeing too many children follow in the same footsteps as the previous generation. We talked about coming out. We talked about being in the kingdom. We talked about him as our only exclusive king. And yet we're seeing too many children falling right for the same thing that our fathers did. This is not something new that Jerry just pulled out of his hat, and we all know it. And I tell you, I mean, it was noticeable how quiet it got in here from time to time. I do appreciate the fact that you said, I mean, you don't know how people, live or don't live or whatever. That's great. This is a choice that each one of us has got to make.
Yeah, it's not pointed at anybody. I'm strictly talking from my own experience.
And you brought that up very, very well. I was very pleased with the way that came out. Does anybody have any questions for Jerry? Anybody have any challenges for Jerry? Anybody want to make sure that the words that he said cannot be taken back? He said some pretty... pointed things at himself. And words are like bullets. Once they come out, we don't put them back in. And there are 30 witnesses tonight that heard you say the things that you said. It's going to be very, very difficult now, should you ever decide, well, you know, because jail's not fun. Is it, Christopher?
He said something about him having a bed. I don't remember a bed. I remember something, but it wasn't a bed.
I remember.
There weren't three meals either.
Yeah.
Not real ones.
Yeah.
Not real meals.
Nobody has anything to say to Jerry? Don't feel like I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot and make someone feel like they have to say something to Jerry. I think Jerry said a lot. And I think Jerry made his point. Okay, what time is it?
10 after 8.
Okay, let's meet back here at 8:30. And the reason I want to go 20 minutes is because Jeff wanted to put some ice cream out. So if people want some ice cream, that'll give us some time to do that. And then we'll be back to hear from Christopher. All right.